This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Friends, it's interesting. Coming off of a long holiday weekend, it kind of feels like that, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel like we need an extra nap? Everyone I ran into today, and not, I didn't literally run into people, just to clarify that, but everybody I talked to today, it's crazy. How can a holiday make you feel, you know, kind of off balance? It should be the other way around, that hopefully you got a little bit of rest, and because so much was closed, you know, maybe you weren't working an extra day, but everything was out of sorts. Everywhere I went, things were what I call kajumbled. Speaking of kajumbled, right at the top, before we actually go to Washington and talk about what's the latest happening coming out of D.C., Tiger Woods' arrest, some say, doesn't mean what you think. And we're talking about, apparently he fell asleep at the wheel. So that's still not good. And it has to do with prescription medication, supposedly. Is it a substance abuse problem? Is it something else? Who knows? But there is lots of analysis out there about that. Even Washington people are talking about it. But there are bigger fish to fry in D.C. other than an iconic golf star. Justin Duckham joins us right from the get-go from D.C. from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. Great to be here.
You know, I said it's weird, but I'm just going to ask you this at the top. When we have a holiday, I think in America we're so used to work, that people were out of sorts today everywhere I went. I went to a bakery, and the baker, the donut maker, baker, whatever, who's been around in the neighborhood forever, dropped cream all over the floor. Someone almost rear-ended me. A dog ran across the street and almost got hit by a car. Nails were all over the street as they had been thrown out of a roofer's, the back of a roofer's truck, and he didn't bother to stop. He just looked out the window and said, oh, well, lost nails. What can you do? It was strange. Did it feel like that to you?
I mean, yeah, it certainly does kind of feel like the day after daylight savings time or, you know, New Year's Day or the first week after that when you're still writing the wrong date on your checks. But, you know, to a large extent, it still felt very much like a Monday in D.C., particularly for those at the White House who, you know, really had to come back from that foreign trip and face reporters for the first time in earnest since returning back to the U.S., which, you know, Sean Spicer had quite a interesting time with today.
Yeah, so what were the takeaways from the Spicer briefing? Because I got a text immediately. I was somewhere before I could get to a tube, and somebody said to me, wow, it's like Comedy Central in reverse. So what happened?
You know, it was interesting. You know, according to Spicer, the trip went very well, and not just very well, but very, very, very well. You know, I think he described it as historic about three or four times in sort of a nine-minute rendition of the trip. Wherein he painted it in very rosy terms, which is, of course, a trip that everybody in the room had been following very closely, one that had been reported very widely, so it seemed a little strange to sort of filibuster on that issue. But then, you know, when it came to the news of the day, which is primarily Jared Kushner and what the president knew and when he knew it, there just wasn't really an answer for that. He ended up not you know, confirming if the reports were true or giving any sort of defense. Simply just saying that, you know, this was a story that was based on anonymous reports, therefore he could not confirm it. But if, you know, if it was a, you know, real incident, there's probably nothing wrong with it, which is a, you know, pretty sneaky way around it. So, you know, overall, just more questions have been raised and no answers have been given.
Yeah, and speaking of that, Michael Flynn says he's willing to testify. Could this be pretty damaging, or is there more smoke here than fire? Who knows?
You know, that's a really good question. And to a large extent, a lot of people just kind of presume You know, that Flynn is going to be the person here. If anybody does get into some major trouble, it's probably going to be him. You know, to a large extent, I've seen people talking about, you know, Flynn as sort of an Oliver North type fall guy or whatnot. But he certainly has more to risk than a lot of people, it seems. So it's pretty interesting to see that he is, in fact, going to be complying with the second sentence subpoena. You know, he's somebody who said that he has a story to tell. Previously has said that he is only willing to do so for immunity. That was turned down. So in terms of what story he has, you know, we may not see that directly, but, you know, certainly lawmakers who are conducting the probe are going to see that in the form of, you know, documents and whatnot.
So when we talk about Russia and Jared Kushner, this is what everybody's talking about, what his relationships were, and then Ivanka Trump and her line and what Chinese workers were getting paid, and the trademark, and the trademark that had been stopped for a decade. And next thing you know, there's a photo op of her, and she's near a Chinese contingency.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it all mean?
You know, that's a good question. Overall, you know, nobody's really sure where exactly this is going and how this is going to affect the president. You know, Trump is somebody who is loyal to a fault when it comes to his family, much more so than anybody else, you know, outside of those bonds. And, you know, to a large extent, Ivanka and Jared were supposed to be the, you know, sort of balancing act in the White House. They were supposed to appeal to the better nature of Donald Trump. Try to kind of keep him, you know, sort of going down the middle, you know, appeal to some sort of sense of moderation. But with both of them certainly, you know, in doubt and under, you know, increased scrutiny, whether or not they're going to be able to play that role, which, you know, frankly, they already haven't been doing a perfect job at, to say the least. That just raises some additional concerns. So I guess just stay tuned. But, you know, what a weird week.
Yeah, a weird week. And then finally, healthcare. You know, healthcare's got to come up here again. We keep seeing all these crazy headlines about Medicare, Medicaid, what's going to happen. And that conversation is going to, I think that's going to bubble up hot in the next couple weeks.
Certainly is. You know, last week we got the news from the CBO that 23 million are going to be losing insurance under the new plan. And this was taking place right when members of Congress were going back to their districts for their for the Memorial Day recess. So they are going to continue to be there for the week. Not many of them are holding town halls, it looks like. You know, at least not on the Republican side. There's sort of a shyness that's going on there. But I'm sure regardless, they are out with their constituents. I'm sure they're hearing quite a bit on this. And, you know, we'll see how they take that message when they come back. You know, in particular, the Senate still needs to pick it up. And it could very well, you know, be morphed there or could be dead on arrival. So, you know, it's really too soon to say anything.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we'll see. It'll probably get more and more interesting, like you said, as we get deeper into the week. Justin Duckham, thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
You too. So, as Justin was saying, it was a little crazy, a little off balance at the White House because they had come back from a long trip. So the Spicer briefing was kind of strange. And I don't know, it kind of ties into the fact that I thought it was a strange day in general. And I think sometimes, as he said, as Justin said, you come off of a holiday, it seems odd to even complain about that. But it seems like the world is a little bit crooked and we're looking through things kind of in different lenses. When we come back, speaking of that, odds and ends, and then later this hour, The Other Side, where my husband joins us just to yak about married life. Oh, boy. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Yes, coming up at the bottom of the hour, the other side, I think the husband is in the virtual green room. So each and every Tuesday, he joins you at the bottom of the first hour, and we talk about married life, or something like it anyway, right? This is Odds and Ends until we get to that point in the show. I did say everything was crooked, didn't I? I brought that on myself, for sure. We started off talking a little bit with our pal in Washington, Justin Duckham, about the families back in the White House, and Sean Spicer was answering questions, and it's still Russia, Russia, Russia. But health care is certainly on the horizon, more conversations about that. And also over the weekend, it was it was really strange because, again, it was that 3-day weekend. There were terribly odd things that that happened, including Portland and this stabbing. And I know so many of you are listening to us in the Portland area, and I was talking to someone today who from out of Portland and what had happened there, but the stabbing suspect saying free speech or die in court, and it was an outburst in the courtroom basically, and he's been accused of fatally stabbing two people. It's terrible. Who stepped in to stop a hate-filled kind of tirade on a Portland train last week. And that's when, again, he shouted, free speech or die and death to the enemies of America. He was arraigned on murder charges on Tuesday. Jeremy Joseph Christian, really had kind of a blank face, didn't show any kind of emotion, of course not, no remorse, when he was standing there in court, where one of the people he allegedly wounded just sat in the audience, and he was yelling, "You've got no safe place, this is America, get out if you don't like free speech." So he's charged with murder and other counts for allegedly stabbing three people who tried to help when he was shouting what he was shouting. And it included anti-Muslim comments directed at two women on a MAX train, which is what you have in Portland. And it was late in the afternoon, 4:30 on Friday, so you can imagine. Rick Best, a 53-year-old Army veteran and father of four, and 23-year-old Taliesin Michi were stabbed and died, I hope I'm saying that last name right, from their injuries. A third person, Micah David Cole Fletcher, just 21, was injured and released from the hospital. And before he was let out of court, he threw something. I mean, he just was screaming. He said, "You call it terrorism, I call it patriotism, you hear me?" And he, and again, he kept yelling, "Death to the enemies of America," and was yelling, you know, other sorts of things. And police are investigating his alleged extreme ideology. So this is terrible for these families. I was looking at a nice photo of Rick Best, and I was thinking, can you imagine, thanks for your service, but look what happens, just innocently enough, an Army veteran, and like I said, father of four. I mean, he even threw a folding knife at the cops when he was confronted, when he was bounced off the vehicle, right? So, of course, he's held without bail, and it's just, you know, sad. It's sad. It's sad for the people of Portland. It's sad for who are grieving, because that's a terrible thing to happen. Sad for the families. And I saw some shots today, and this is what we don't want to see a lot of in America, and sadly we've seen it too often, but there was a makeshift, and it's still there, a makeshift memorial for the two that were killed when they intervened, when he was shouting what he was shouting. And I saw a great picture of a young girl writing, you know, "Don't hate, love instead," and you saw all these flowers and other words about forget what happened and love and all that kind of stuff. And just terrible, just the outburst and then somebody trying to help, and look how that ends up. So sadly, you might not have heard that if you disappeared over the weekend. I think that was really, honestly, one of the more depressing stories that unfolded heading into what should have been, especially for this Army vet, a Memorial Day weekend where, you know, here we are thanking people for their service, and look how it all ends up. Oh, awful, 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 awful. All right, sliding to something else, and this is a thumbs up. How about this? You might have missed this, too, and I happened to see that this morning. Somebody sent me a little snippet of this. The U.S. successfully intercepted a long-range missile for the first time. They shot down a mock warhead over the Pacific in a success for America's missile defense program, because, you know, that's all tested. So that's what they were doing. The interceptor was launched from a place I used to cover, Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, in Lompoc, California, from a silo there, and it hit the test missile fired from the Pacific. And it was a major challenge because IBCMs, you know, fly faster than a short-range missile. So that's good. You think of North Korea and what's happened there, and the idea with their nuclear ambitions that we were capable of catching that, I think is good. And that, and again, this is like a practice deal. During the, if you go back, and during the U.S.-Soviet Cold War era, President Reagan, of course, that was his big thing, was to develop a missile defense that became known as Star Wars. We know it. It involved a satellite-based system, but technology technological progress was pretty slow, and opponents warned that an effective defense against the Soviets' arsenal might invite a first strike before a system was perfected. And it's something, a defense system is something that had been developed on par with the offensive capabilities. It's much easier to launch a missile than it is to shoot one down. So by shooting one down, that is a victory. Hopefully it's something that never has to happen. But at least we know there's a possibility of, yeah, we could get it. Because this was a pretty darn successful test. No test here. You also might have missed this. Manuel Noriega, the ex-dictator from Panama, died at the age of 83. And Noriega, of course, was friend, foe, what was he? You know, at one point in the relationship with the United States, he was friend. But, so that's pretty big, obviously, his death. But he, of course, was long since, decades ago, bounced. He was ousted from power by an invasion in 89, and Panama's president Juan Carlos Varela announced Noriega's death on Twitter, saying it closes a chapter in the country's history. Noriega died from a hemorrhage following surgery to remove a brain tumor. So like I said, he's a one-time ally to the U.S. who ruled Panama with an iron fist from 83 to 89. Then he served a 17-year sentence for drug trafficking and money laundering in the U.S. After he completed that sentence in 2007, he was imprisoned in France for money laundering. He was like the epic criminal, right? The one that we embraced initially before he was returned in 2011 to Panama, where he was already convicted in absentia. So he accused Washington of a conspiracy to keep him behind bars and tied his legal troubles to the refusal to cooperate with a U.S. plan aimed at toppling Noriega's leftist Sandinista government in the 80s. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy when you think of the neighborhoods that were bombed out, what happened, you know, how he was eventually smoked out, and how many people died and were wounded and all of that in what happened in Panama. All right, now it's time for The Other Side in just a few minutes here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Yeah, speaking of love and marriage, I was just reading something today that more than, and you know, the statistics are all over the place, that more than 50% of marriages today fail. Shocker. Are you shocked by that? Here's a big marriage that fell, and it's the husband of suburban Seattle teacher Mary Kay Letourneau. Her husband filed for separation. Remember, they started having a physical relationship, she did, with him as a sixth grader when she was his teacher. And then Vili Fulala is his name. He's now 33. They had a couple of kids together. They've got two daughters. And he didn't comment on why, but he filed for separation. So in 1995, Letourneau, who's now 55, was a 34-year-old married mother of four when she began having sex with Fulala, I think that's how you say his name, then 12. I could be wrong on that pronunciation. She had been his second and sixth grade teacher. It was the strangest thing. She even went to prison. So, Paul, remember that story? That was big.
I remember that story.
Do you think I'm pronouncing his name right? It's F A It's F-U-A-L-A-A-U.
Fulau.
Fulau. You think it's Fulau?
Fulau.
Okay, if you're listening, call us and tell us the pronunciation of your name. I can say her name. I remember her, the whole thing where she, you know, had to do some prison. It was crazy, crazy story. Anyway, I guess you could throw them into the statistics if it ends up being a divorce. Marriage is a cakewalk, isn't it, for us?
Well, that was before it was cool to date your teacher.
Yeah, it's still not cool. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous. I don't get it. I think it's sick and twisted myself. I can't even imagine it. I just can't even believe it. Although when I was in high school, there was a freshman girl that was in my class that was having an affair with a math teacher. Well, he said it was an affair. It was really not good for him, but somehow he never was charged with it, and they ended up getting married too. It was like scandal of the school of 4,000 people. 4,000 kids went to my school.
Ah, the heart wants what the heart wants.
Yeah, with
math in this case.
Bunch of baloney. Well, so like I said, marriage for us is just a cakewalk, isn't it?
It's something.
That's nice. Where's Mahalo? I see Mahalo jumping around in the back. He's always going to defend me no matter what happens. Mahalo!
He plopped over.
Mahalo! I thought I heard him. I could be wrong. I don't know. There he is. Mahalo! Hey, buddy, lay down. It's okay. Don't pay attention to what he's saying. Yeah, don't pay attention.
That's amazing. I don't see his mouth moving at all.
His mouth is moving. Did you brush your teeth today?
Absolutely.
I'm not paying. If all your teeth fall out, I'm not paying for that dentistry. What is it with men and brushing teeth in the shower? I don't get it. I'm all for you doing it because you don't brush your teeth enough. Well, why do men do that?
Time,
because there's so much going on. I cannot possibly brush my teeth at the sink and then get in the shower.
Yep.
Well, see, now that's something good to talk about. What is it that men do that you'll never see a woman do? You'll never see a woman brush her teeth in the shower. I don't know any woman that would do that.
Yeah.
Another thing you don't see women do very much, because you and I walk the dog. And by the way, this is radio. He just jabbed me with an ink pen. So if you suddenly feel that I'm falling off, it's because I have ink poisoning. Another thing you'll never see women do that men do, and you do this a lot when we walk the dog, I guess I can reveal this, you spit all the time. What is with the spitting?
I don't know. You grew up watching baseball. You tell me. I don't grab my crotch in public.
I know, but what is about walking that gets you have all that saliva or whatever? I don't...
If I have phlegm, I get rid of it. I don't want to swallow it, and I'm on a 2.5-mile walk. Why not spit it out?
Hopefully we don't get fined for that. You know, there's places where you can get fined for spitting.
What, are we on the French Riviera?
I'm just saying, I know that is true.
We live in Texas.
And it's okay to spit in Texas?
Yeah, please.
Oh, my. Oh, all right, so on to something else. How about the story about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra founder dying of a drug overdose? Have you ever seen them, Paul, in concert?
Not in concert.
Yeah, this came out of Tampa, Florida. The Hillsborough County Medical Examiner in Tampa wrote an autopsy report that goes back to May 25th saying that Paul O'Neill had methadone, codeine, and a whole bunch of other things in his system when he died April 5th in Tampa. 61, the cause of death for him was intoxication, and the manner of death was drug abuse. They found him dead in his hotel room is what it is. He was a rock producer and a manager, and he founded Trans-Siberian Orchestra in 1996. And that, of course, is heavy metal and classical music. I think we might have a snippet of it. Do we have a snippet of it, Andy? song. And, of course, they're known for some of their staples, like those Christmas songs, and that's what you just heard. Very, very popular. They did those Christmas tours. I'm sure they still will. But he was, I mean, they made a fortune. You know, they say he kept a case of silver dollars with him on tour and would hand out coins to fans from the year they were born. And others say that he tipped waitresses thousands of dollars for a post-show meal and bought drum sets for young fans. That's cool.
It's always the good ones.
It is always the good ones, isn't it? Boy, that is true. So you and I went to see a movie over the holiday weekend. We went to see the latest Pirates movie. What would you tell everyone about the movie?
It's got lots of pirates in it.
No, would you? I mean, tell them more than that. Would you say recommend it?
I highly recommend it. Comes highly recommended by me, pirate expert, treasure hunter.
And spitter. and guy who brushes his teeth in the shower. I guess I shouldn't pay. We're being too honest on this little segment we do, because it's not painting a flattering portrait of the man I married, I guess.
You just really let yourself go.
Yeah, you did, right? Is that what you're saying? So the dog still is in the room with us, but now he's being quiet, strangely enough. I think this is a nice story. Ariana Grande is doing a Manchester benefit show after what happened. Good for her. I think that she should do that.
Yeah, that's nice.
I think that's nice, too. This I could care less about, but good for the people who win this. J-Lo is doing this dance show, a dance-off show, and you get a $1 million payout, you know, payoff, I guess, if you win. That's pretty sweet. By the time you take out the taxes, it's still nice.
Ah, my lower back hurts just thinking about it.
Does it? It's 10 episodes. And the whole idea is, I mean, it's like this whole international dance movement now. They have video performances, and they've got, you know, the performances are so big, they get like 30 million online hits per month. So I think people like the singing shows, and they obviously like the dancing shows.
Yeah, shoot me now.
Shoot you now. When you and I watch, sometimes we do binge watching. Of course, I'm busy business-wise, but I think House of Cards is back.
Yeah, it's been out several years, so I'm probably kind of over it by now.
We've been married for 10 years. I mean, I think that's your biggest commitment. Is that the biggest commitment, 10 years for you, in anything?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Definitely, yeah. Okay, so House of Cards, Season 5, I guess, is what we're talking about. And I don't know why. I don't know that this is a new season. I guess it is, right? Season 5 review. It's a Season 5 review. And then I think they go into Season 6. House of Cards has done really well. That's part of that whole Netflix brigade of shows, and I think it's because it's like the West Wing. People like some of those political shows. You and I like those. Well, I mean, of all the shows you and I have binge-watched, The Wire, The West Wing, gosh, what else? A ton of them. Well, what was your favorite?
My favorite was The West Wing. The only problem was it was 253 episodes or something like that. It was insane.
Yeah, 253 episodes. That is insane, isn't it? And we didn't watch it all in one fell swoop, but it took a long time to watch it. I like The Wire. I thought The Wire was really, really well done. And I like a show called Bosch that's on. I like that show. I like that show that had Kyle Chandler in it. What was that show called?
Friday Night Lights.
No, not Friday Night Lights. The other one about Florida.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows what that show is. I can't remember it right now.
Deep in the Lagoon. What was it called? They've done two seasons of it.
Yeah, just turn on your Netflix and you'll find it.
Another show that I like that's funny if you like comedy and with a little bend to it is Catastrophe with Rob Delaney, no relation.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
It is. I think you should go practice your dance moves.
I'm on it.
All right, thanks, Paul. That's my husband, The Other Side. I'm back with the final segment for this hour in just a flash.
Brushing my teeth.
She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes, I knew I should leave. Then I heard. checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hooga shaka, hooga, hooga, 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 hooga shaka, hooga, hooga,
girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Hooga, hooga, hooga shaka,
when you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright.
Ah,
tonight. Wow, the things you learn. I can't tell you the amount of emails that I'm getting now. You are listening live, many of you, telling me that you are brushing your teeth in the shower. Let's ask Andy and see if he'll tell us the truth. Andy, do you ever brush your teeth in the shower?
Only when I remember to.
So it is a guy thing, because I really don't think you would find many women brushing their teeth in the shower. I just don't think so. If any woman brushes their teeth, I think you're making it up. If you call me and you tell me you're a woman and you brush your teeth in the shower, I don't believe you. I would be shocked. There's one area where I think there's a very big difference between men and women. Yeah.
I have a question for you, Kate.
Yeah.
Do you brush your teeth before or after the shower?
I brush my teeth after the shower.
So cold.
It's so cold. No, I get out of the shower, I feel good, I'm waiting for my hair to dry a little bit, and boom, time to brush my teeth. I never forget. It'd have to be a crazy moment in my life for me to forget, I don't know. Because I think my mother spent money on these teeth I didn't have like crooked teeth. I had okay teeth, but a little bit of an overbite, you know, when you're a kid. It seems like everyone has braces. And so I'm just pretty good about the teeth brushing thing. I had a friend whose dentist told her that she needs to stop brushing her teeth so much. He called her an aggressive brusher. I thought that was hilarious. I'm wondering, how many people are aggressive brushers of their teeth? I'm thinking not that many. So to re-rack on a more serious note, sad stories that we talked about, Portland stabbing suspect, rambling a bunch of stuff in the courtroom. Sadly, he stabbed three men. He shouted racial slurs at two women on a train. It was awful. And, it ended with him screaming out, you call it terrorism, I call it patriotism, Jeremy Joseph Christian charged. And then the story about the former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, he's going to provide some documents, he's going to come up with them, to the Senate Intelligence Committee as part of its look into or investigation into Russia's meddling in the 2016 election. Flynn's decision comes after he invoked his Fifth Amendment protection against self-incrimination. I think significant and pretty amazing is the Pentagon shooting down a mock warhead over the Pacific from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. With everything happening with North Korea and whatnot, any defense is a good defense. It's good to know that that's a possibility. Let's put it that way anyway. And getting back into the swing of it, you know, in Washington, they're back from their trip. So Sean Spicer has his daily press briefing. Donald Trump is back doing what he was doing before he left. He is urging world leaders to call him on his cell phone, but then there's security concerns about that. So, and then, what else is being talked about is Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, on Russia and what's going on there, and the Democrats saying, we want answers, we want answers, we want answers. And Angela Merkel saying she's going to stop relying on President Trump only after failing to really reason with him, I guess, is what happened with Germany. So is there a concern about Germany and our relationship with Germany, and what is all that about? And then this other sad story to kind of wrap this up is this Catholic priest that was taken hostage by militants linked to ISIS saying he's being held alongside 200 other captives, including children. In a video, Father Suganov said his captors wanted the military to withdraw its forces from the Philippines, and that's why he's on tape saying that. Wow. And then there was an armed man who was contained and was speaking with a crisis negotiator at the Orlando International Airport. The Orlando police tweeted out, no shots fired, suspect is contained, there is no active shooter, because there was these wild reports that there was an active shooter in Orlando. But then again, like I said, they tweeted it out. No, 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 that's, you know, not true. That's not true. And, or they didn't say it's not true, but they said there is no active shooter. But it was, scary moments. It's a very busy airport, especially now because kids are out of school, or a lot of them anyway. And you know what that means? That means you head to Disney World mostly. Could be Disneyland, but that's more for people on the West Coast or closer to the West Coast. And, that sent a ripple of frightened people running to check flights and whatnot, because we know from experience, of course, this could be true. Could be true. And then that's why they jumped on it to alert everybody. At least we know the system works if you're paying attention. And then a story I think that's pretty interesting if you think of the significance of Three Mile Island. How about this? According to the owner of the Pennsylvania's Three Mile Island, the site of the worst nuclear power accident, is going to shut down in 2019. So no more Three Mile Island. Yeah. So it's going to close 40 years after a partial meltdown. Wow. Crazy. I mean, you just sort of forget about it. Time flies. And here it is all these years later, and boom, that's it. And part of it is, I mean, the owner, I think that's it. You know, boom, last race, we've run around this, and that's, we're done. More than probably anything else. And then finally, what's going on at the movie box office? Because, as I said, this is summertime, and you would think the predictions are usually pretty high, but apparently, over the weekend, the Memorial Day box office, Memorial Day movie box office, I'm double-checking the numbers live time to make sure because I've been watching them all the way up, were kind of down. You had what they would call a flatline Memorial Day weekend, the lowest since 1999. How about that? So people weren't going to movies over the weekend. They were doing other things. They weren't going to movies. It was just kind of a flatline, like I said. And if it's the worst since 1999, that pretty much tells you what you need to know. That there were other things that were pulling at people, and that was it. So if you look at, you know, past Memorial holiday weekends that were good or were fails, woof. The pirate movie, the Pirates of the Caribbean, this one, for Johnny Depp, who was the headliner, he's going to make about $62 million, right? That's what they're saying. Or it's going to take in an extra $62 million. He gets a piece of the movie, too. Maybe it is more than that. Who knows? But they say the box office is $77 million. But that's below the $80 million to $85 they were projecting for it. And it's doing better, I guess, overseas. But then there's the rock movie Baywatch. And Baywatch just didn't do well at all, $22 million. Then you have Guardians of the Galaxy, which has been out for a couple of weeks. But I think it's just that people were doing other things and they weren't interested in frankly, being inside, I guess, seeing a movie. That's all I could chalk it up to. Music means we are trailing out for this hour of America Tonight. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Remember, you can always hit us up 24/7 calorie free at americatonight.net.
Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a lie running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.